introducing my first cosplay of the week.
What's going on here?
Bald Chazzy. I try to copy Chazzy's haircut. You know?
Yeah, and the shirt too.
The bald bros, man.
Fucking twinsy.
You gotta love, man. You gotta get...
Wait, well, I kinda gotta.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, man. Check, check. Oh, check, check. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast.
My hat is way too far forward.
It was a little bit, a soft podcast today. Rocking the same shirt, man. Same shirt.
I thought you were going to leave the hat off so you can show that we were twinsies this time.
I mean, no, you can do it, dude. You know, hey, man. If you do it all for the nookie, that's cool, man. You can do it, dude.
You could do a nookie.
Dude. You remember doing those as kids, man?
You had a, her name is not Eliza, but the, you remember that movie?
Oh, no, I think it is, right?
Eliza Thornberry.
Thornberry or something. Yeah, but the kid who does it. Oh, I don't remember his name. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And somehow everybody knows what he's saying.
Yeah,
just
I don't
like
know.
Groot,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, they Groot. All understand like, Groot. That's because they speak. Rocket speaks his language, though. Rocket does speak Groot.
He speaks I am Groot.
I am Groot. He speaks it.
That's a fucking
he speaks
language.
It. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can kind of tell today if my energy is a little off or anything, or if I sound a little weird, I am getting over a cold. I'm all right now. Shouldn't be contagious or anything like that.
Let's hope. We'll see next week for my episode.
It's just that leftover, you know, when you're sick and it's kind of left over, the congestion is left over. My ears are a little plugged up. Does it sound? I'm being dead serious right now. I know I make these jokes all the time, but does the sound all right to you? Because my ears are plugged, so everything sounds.
You're solid, man. You're solid.
Fucking weird.
I gotta remember not to shake this too much. So.
I know. I'm trying to do the same thing. And so I just wanted to apologize for that. But anyway, if you're a viewer. A listener, a tuner inner, a projector of this podcast.
Inner?
Yeah, don't worry about it, dude. Making up my own shit here today. Then this gentleman that we have on with us today, you definitely know him as well. One of the best Red Hood cosplayers around. One of the best Punisher cosplayers around. A genuine supporter of the show. Someone who's provided props and whatnot to be displayed in the background of our show. A previous cosplay of the week. A previous guest. Someone who we consider a friend. A cosplayer by day. Clearly a male stripper by night. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in person with us today none other than, damn it, Cosplay!
I was gonna give you the pistols and all. You threw me off with the whole Chippendales thing.
Yeah, you did kind of throw me off on that one.
But
thank you guys for having me. Means
yes,
a lot.
Dude.
Oh, of course, man.
Thank you, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's nervous.
I'm a little
he's
off
nervous.
Today.
He's banging stuff today, over here.
I mean, making me nervous, dude. It's
against
all,
the glass
table
that we're not supposed
you know,
to break.
Since I'm a male stripper.
Exactly, dude. You're a male stripper, so it's. I'm getting a little, you know, I'm getting a little, my nipple's getting a little hard, dude. How you been, man?
Pretty good. It's not too bad. Not too bad.
It's been good, dude. We went out. This is our first time, actually. We've had Amit on before. We've talked with Amit all the time, like Instagram and stuff like that and whatnot. Like I said, he's been a cosplay of the week. He's been a guest on the show, et cetera, et cetera.
He told me he was a stripper. I got his phone number, you know.
and ever since we linked up with Amit and whatnot over Instagram and all that stuff, we've kind of become friends and everything, but this is the first time that we've actually been able to hang out in person here today, and we do have him on as a guest for the episode, but we also did go hang out with each other and get some food and swap male stripper stories, and it's a good time. You've been doing Chippendales for about 10 years now? Is that
what
you're telling me?
Yeah, around 10 years.
Ladies
10
and
years
gentlemen,
plus.
I'm announcing now we're going to do the first Magic Mike fan film. I'm not sure who's all going to be in it. But
I just want a little cameo. I don't know if I want to be like.
You know where you.
Hey, you know Chaz, don't worry, dude. You're gonna be in the background. Don't worry.
Okay, there we go. I want to be the guy in the background that's just like you see me in the background, but I'm not really
doing the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
You
I'm just kind of there. You know.
You remember Reno 911?
Yeah, I remember. I never got too into it, but I know.
Do you remember Mr. Newt Boot Goofin?
I didn't get to remember.
That's gonna be him. That's gonna be him, dude. That's gonna be your first cosplay.
I'll try to find it and put it up on the screen.
You already got the glasses.
Editing Chaz will figure it out.
Come with the roller skates.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God.
Oh, Side Project Mud Sip.
Yeah, it's freaking hot, too.
We also didn't make note of that Amit is wearing the exact same shirt as we both are as well. That literally was not planned.
It wasn't planned.
It was not planned. Didn't know that
we made
anybody...
him put his on.
Yeah, they made me put mine on. Because you know what's funny, though? I was telling them, and this is actually really true story. So I went and I picked Amit up. I won't give away locations and everything. I went and I picked Amit up because he's staying not too far away from me. Just coincidentally. And... Didn't know that he was wearing that shirt. I was going to literally put this shirt on this morning, but I put on a different shirt and I was like, oh, when we start recording, I'll throw on, I'll throw on a side project shirt, you know? Yeah, exactly. It's hot as hell out. It's like 89 degrees or some shit. So then I picked him up. He got in the car. I noticed it. We talked about it. I didn't really mention that I was going to wear it or anything because, you know, whatever. I just saw it and I was like, okay, well, then I guess I'll change.
I technically was on my way to pick him up.
When Juice was on his way, and then we met, we meet up with him at the place where we were getting food, and he's rocking the same shirt that Aaron's wearing. And so I was like, dude, I was going to wear the same thing too, dude. And then they said, you know what, you might as well just put it on for the episode. And that's my amazing story about how we're all wearing the same shirt.
Might as well.
So I see a little something sitting down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something. You know what? You know what's crazy? I've been planning this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I kind of texted you guys I need to work on it just a little bit.
Yes.
Something needs to be fixed.
Was this something that you were actually going to include in something else that
you gave us
before?
No.
It's something I thought
different.
I thought so.
No, it's something different. Even my wife doesn't even know about it, so it's something new.
So great. The first time you come on, we announced you're a stripper. Yeah. You're giving us stuff she don't know.
Now she's like, wait a minute, he's a stripper too? That's where he goes every night?
I'm probably going to get in trouble because she'd be like, you're what again?
You're what? What was that? What was that?
I thought that was our thing, man.
Yeah, I thought you just stripped for me. I didn't know it was a profession.
But yeah, this is something for you guys, especially for the
podcast. You gotta keep getting us stuff, man. Well, we appreciate that, dude.
Well, I mean, you guys are
friends. We appreciate it, man.
You guys are family to me, so why not?
Thank you, man.
So. Well, go ahead. Let's bring it out, man. It's off camera, so they can't see it, so let's go ahead and grab it.
I don't
want to
kick
over.
This over.
Excuse me. There we go. Bring out. Emma gave us his trusty knife.
You opened that so bad. You could.
Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. I just, you know.
All right, dude, you know.
Clearly, I'm not Joe Rogan, all right? Let's just tone it down a little bit, okay? Let's keep it friendly around here.
Just don't go too deep.
Yeah, don't go too deep, dude. Just go through the top. Just edge it in nicely, dude.
Just like
softly.
Cass says. Just like
just softly.
Very,
yeah.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just put it
not
tip,
all the way
dude.
In, bro.
Just a tip. And just a tip. And just a tip, girl. I can't sing. My voice is fucked from being sick, dude.
Just do what Mariah Carey does. She
I would have to have a track here. I'd have to have a track here ready to go, and then I would have to act like I'm doing it and impress it. Dude, she used to be able. This is like a thing. I wonder if anybody watches and knows, and they're like waiting for the Mariah Carey disses because we diss. You have it. What's going on over there,
dude? No, I opened it. I had to be careful. He told me to be careful.
It's happening, man.
I'm gonna bring.
I'm just. I'm trying to make random conversation. I don't give a shit about Mariah Carey, dude. All right, let's open this up.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this. What is it, man? Emmett got us a little something, something. What is that?
Well, it's not little. I'll tell you that.
Oh, is it heavy? Oh,
no fucking way, dude.
What is it, dude? All I see is bubble wrap, dude. And you know me, I get excited.
This is your part. This is what
you
get
right now. There we go, dude.
That's your. Oh, watch out!
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's just block the camera, hey, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. I am the bubble wrap.
You
bro.
Really did not fucking have to do this, dude.
Just careful with it. Careful with it.
Look at this, dude.
Oh yeah. Holy shit, dude. No
be
way, bro.
The back piece.
It's just the back piece that's kind of coming out.
Oh, okay. I see. Damn,
man,
dude.
Oh, look at it though. Look at the
all the writings on there. Look. Oh yeah, let's show the camera.
The number of times he had a strip right there. He has them all marked
dude,
on the side.
Damn. You know, most people be like, it's probably the number of killings, but no, man. Dude, it's the amount of times he's stripped to make money for his family. You guys. No, this is absolutely amazing though, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
What the hell, Emmett? What the hell?
You know
bro?
What's crazy? You mentioned it, like you know this on the episode. How much you like that?
Oh, that
that's the helmet that you
look
even
at
like.
That. Let me see. Is there batteries in it?
Yeah, it's on. I mean, you can turn it on. Yep.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful with the back piece.
God, bro. What?
We're gonna have to kick Baby Yoda out.
We're gonna have to do something. We're gonna have to make some room, bro.
We're gonna have to kick
Baby
Yoda out.
Damn it, bro. Thank you, man. Here, I'll give you a fist from the distance.
Air fist.
Ah, yeah, bro. Nah. Don't worry. I'll give you a hug and a nipple rub after the show. I just don't want to do it on camera. I don't want anybody. I don't want to get tagged for, you know.
You
want to
leave it right here? Can we?
Not safe for work content. I don't know. It's kind of big.
That's what she said.
God, we're 12. let's see.
I have something to give you, too. It's not as crazy as this is. But it's something that means something to me, so I wanted to give to you, too. That's why I brought my backpack.
Yeah, you didn't have to give us a fucking helmet, right? Yeah, bro, what the hell, bro? Seriously, thank you so much, man.
So this is kind of...
Seriously, bro, that's really, really cool,
dude. This is kind
of
like a...
You deserve it.
I don't know where to look. I don't know if I should look in your eyes or look at the camera that's like...
So you're not as nervous?
I don't know, dude. You know, I keep looking at the camera, but keep looking at his eyes, and his eyes are making me, you know...
I'm just going to take these out. I couldn't give you one without the other. One of them I actually got from Unique Geek on Instagram and everything.
Yeah, shout out to Unique Geek.
But I felt that, like I said, I had to pair it with the other one. So that's one of it that I'm going to give you. I can't even fucking talk, dude.
I know, dude.
So
yo, turned on by his zombie, stripper stories.
The zombie Wolverine, and as well as
Wait,
the Deadpool
we got to show.
One.
Oh, wait, he can show the camera on his side. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go, man. So dope. Zombie Wolverine, dope, zombie man. Deadpool, yeah, yeah. They go together. Then, you can't have one without the other.
Of course not.
We're brother. Dope, what song is that?
It is dope.
You can't.
So I picked that one up from Jeffrey's comics. Dude. That's one of the ones that I picked up.
Red Hood Outlaw comic. Red Hood, there you go.
Thank
love
you.
And here he is giving us a fucking helmet. Love. I know, dude. Then, you know, he's done so much for us, too. We're like, man, we got to pay him back somehow, man. We got to repay Hammett for something, dude. So let's take him out to get some food. And he was like, I already ate. So
I already ate.
Fuck, dude. Just let me do something for you.
And then he ordered onion rings and touched like one, right?
I know, dude. Fuck.
Hey, I only touched two, though.
That's all right, man. I touched one. I put my finger in there and I used it as a wedding ring. And
Jesus,
like,
oh, it's so one day, hot, dude.
It really is, dude.
It is pretty hot in here.
We've got the AC on, dude, and everything, and it's still just blazingly hot in here, man.
Beaten off to, like, you know.
It's okay, dude. You know what, man?
From here, you're looking.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't think the viewers would mind, but YouTube would, so it is a good thing that you let them know, but I think our viewers know what to expect here, so I really don't think that'd be too outlandish. I think they'd expect it more from me.
I can't get over this.
But it's all right, you know? Yeah, this is really amazing.
I know,
bro.
It's for the podcast, but, like,
thank you, man.
End up in my room somewhere, dude.
We're going to have to figure something out. We've been wanting to make some more changes anyway, because we're coming up on 100 episodes, coming up on 2 years, so we've been trying to figure out what are we going to do to change
gonna
up.
We're going to have to expand this.
I just realized some of the styrofoam's coming off over there, soundproofing.
So we're probably going to have to expand these and then get a bigger shelf or something in order to be able to fit more stuff.
There is some room right here. Maybe we can put another helmet right here or something. I don't know. We don't do this on camera. We'll figure it out.
Oh, and that's also the little Red Hood you gave us, too.
Yes,
and then there's a Batman one. There's the Batman one down there as well, too. We have it at the bottom.
That imposter gave us. Yeah, we got a. No, wait. Imposter's
the one that he gave us, that one, right? That's the one that you gave us. The Batman.
The one with the guitar.
The guitar
that's
solo.
The one,
yeah,
yes.
The guitar solo. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the one. I yeah.
That's
yeah,
the one imposter cosplayed right now.
Yeah. Dude, and his cosplays are just like.
Out of
super
world,
amazing,
dude.
Man.
Yeah,
super amazing.
Better and
you
want to
talk about Super? You saw the Superman one he just did?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I truly loved it.
Yes.
I thought he was going to show us nipples, you know? Dude, I'm visibly.
I thought Chaz was about to do it too, though.
Visibly.
Sweating, like,
it's so hot, bro. You want like a napkin or something, dude?
No, we're good.
You're good because I don't have one.
I'll just rub it on my side, probably.
Yeah. Hey, dude, also, do you want to reveal some things or you want to do it a little later in the episode?
We can do it later.
Check this motherfucker out.
Have you guys seen all the new Flash set photos and the Flash rumors?
I haven't seen everything.
A lot of it
is just new to me.
I've seen some stuff. I've been sick, so it's been it's been a hell of a week.
Hell of a last 2 months.
It's been a hell of a week, dude. It really has.
Oh my god.
I got a lingering cough. I'm sorry. Keaton's Batmobile was revealed, dude. No, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
We're already in the same room, man. We were in the same.
I'm also coughing more because it's so hot in here, dude.
Yeah, it is hot
in here. We're like yelling and screaming. It's super hot. It's like 90-something degrees, 89-something degrees. When we came in the house, it was 89 degrees in the house. I turned the AC on. We waited like an hour before we shot this. I think people are probably like, dude, we don't give a fuck about what's going on in your house.
We're preparing ourselves for like Texas, Arizona.
Yeah,
Vegas.
Hint, hint. Hint, hint.
You know, the traveling, you know?
You never know. Keaton's Batmobile was revealed in some set photos, dude.
I love it.
Look, classic. Yeah. I mean, classic. Is there much to say? It's classic, definitely.
I like the Bat logo on the rims and stuff like that as the little emblem.
Oh, yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Shit. I pay attention to details and stuff.
Does
podcast.
Anybody know, is this the exact same one from his era?
I'd use my phone, but...
I know. We should probably have looked that up, but I didn't.
That might be a maybe on that one.
I think it should probably be the same. Well, I mean, it is... It is. It's not picking up like 1989, 1991 was Batman Returns, right? Was it 91?
We just did the episode.
I think
with 91. Imposter.
I know. I don't remember. I think it was 91. It was 2 years later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a year, whatever. I don't know. But it's not picking up like immediately during it. Like Michael Keaton's Batman is older in this, so I'm sure he's going to have some changes.
It'd be dope though that if they would have kept it more. From his like timeline and stuff like that, because it's like the Flash stuff. So like, if they keep everything kind of old, like I know, there is altercations.
That's exactly
and stuff
what
to
I was gonna
made.
Say. Yeah, but yeah. I'm glad that look at the Batmobile though. You know what I mean? Like it is still
my favorite
that
one.
Tim Reminiscent Burton, of, Michael Keaton, Batman era Batmobile. It's not like a modernized.
I hope they go with the whole, like,
still the same feel. I dig that.
I hope they go with the whole Silver Fox effect. You know, have him be like the older white haired guy.
Oh, he's white haired. Yeah, have you seen? Have you seen any of the shots?
No, I haven't, dude. I'm telling you, I've been so out of touch.
Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Kind of going on.
We have had a lot going on, and we've been pre-recording episodes, so we've been backed up and not been able to talk about a lot of things that we've been wanting to talk about lately. Mm-hmm. Batman. Let's see, Michael Keaton doing it, improv in it. Michael Keaton. I'm just going to put gray hair and it comes up really fast. Well, you know what's going to happen here is I'm going to throw it up in editing and we're going to move the fuck on. Anyway, he has gray hair and it's up on the screen right now if you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. And so he is the older Batman, and I think that's really dope, which led a lot of people to saying like that they would really love to see Michael Keaton do Batman Beyond.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Have a, what is
Terry
it?
McGinnis.
Terry McGinnis. There we go. Yeah, Terry McGinnis. I knew it was Terry. I was drawing a blank on the last name for a minute there.
That'd be dope.
Terry McGinnis is Batman, and then Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne still, obviously. You know what I mean? But Batman Beyond. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe one day, we don't know what's going to happen with all this 100%. So maybe one day if that does happen, it's kind of already set up. He's in this universe now. He is an older Bruce Wayne.
And then
we've seen from some set photos too that Michael Keaton's Bruce is going to be suited up as Batman as well. So maybe at some point in time after this movie, he retires and a new Batman takes over. We really don't know exactly what's going to happen here with everything with what Batman's going to stay, what Batman's going to leave. And all we still have we don't have any definitive proof of anything, is what I'm saying. We have rumors, we have speculations, we have some insiders. We don't have any definitive proof. But I'm glad to see that the Batmobile is
going to stick to that era's style of
Batmobile, and sticking with Batmobiles, Batcycles, Bat vehicles, and all that. We've got Batflex, Batcycle as well from the Flash movie.
That looks pretty dope. Yes. That looks really dope.
So we finally got our first look at Batfleck in the Flash movie, but it is not actually Ben Affleck. I believe it's just the stunt double.
Yeah.
But it is his suit, which you can see. I'm sure we all know it's going to be CGI'd a little bit here and there, especially the cape
pretty
and all
much.
That. But it does look like if they keep that suit also,
they switch it up
that
a bit,
kind of style, it does look a little bit different.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Oh, yeah, because I'm looking at the legs.
I'm wondering
if shins.
Is that any CGI-ready stuff, or is that the actual suit?
I think that's a suit.
Right?
It looks like the suit, yeah.
I think so, dude. So you're looking, like you said, the gauntlets look a little different. The colors is a little bit more
gray. I'm looking at the
gauntlets. You want to know why, I think? Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, I'm looking at the gauntlets. I'm looking at the shoulder even. Even like part of his arm, like bicep area. You could see, like, at least from this angle of
area.
It, you're looking at the kneecaps. It looks more of a, like, tactical style.
Exactly,
it does. Look at his shin guards right over on top of the boots, and like I know some of this stuff is done like for the purposes of like probably he's on this bike or whatever, but
and he does have a tactical suit, but his cowl does not look tactical.
No, not at all.
So this may be some kind of mix between what maybe the BVS suit and the tactical suit.
Yeah, probably.
It looks like it.
Yeah,
and
I'm digging the stretched bike look.
Oh, the Batcycle looks dope.
Yeah, I'm loving
it's
that it's stretched.
Straight from one of the comics too. I don't have the picture in front of me right now, but I've seen it before. I'll throw it up in editing, obviously. Yeah. But it is pretty much ripped from one of the comics, dude.
Yeah.
You can see in this photo right here where it shows the guns.
Yeah,
he's got the guns on there. You see that? I'm assuming
or
that would be
or
the guns,
some type
right?
of launcher thing. Yeah,
or launcher of some sort. I'm assuming that would be some sort of weapon. But I think it's dope, and I think it's the fact that it's so huge.
Yeah,
the bike is pretty dope.
Yeah, I dig it, dude, and it fits with the Batfleck style Batman with his Batmobile was like a tank. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like a Tron bike.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Tron bike.
We were talking about it, the stretch style of it. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
it's
I dig
too
it, man.
Bulky.
And there's another shot right here of him with a suit. You see the back of the suit a little bit, looking a little bit more tactical and whatnot. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And I was going to say, it does look a little bit, hopefully they don't CGI the shit out of it too much, but I dig that it's got that more grayish look. Because I would assume that Keaton's Batman is going to be his classic black and yellow.
So he would have to go
black and yellow. I'm assuming, Sorry if I keep touching my nose, guys. I just don't want it to run all over the place and fill this room up with phlegm. Nasty. I dig that it's like a gray because
you should have done. I'm sorry to like cut that off, but we always go on little tangents, man. You should have done the Nickelodeon, the slime.
Yes,
I didn't want to throw a bunch of slime everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it back to the 90s and early 2000s Nickelodeon here, which I love, by the way. I dig it because I'm hoping that I'm hoping that Michael Keaton's Batman will stick to being the full on black and yellow, and Batfleck will be a little bit more like his BVS. one, I think, right? Yeah. Where it was more grayish. Yeah. And then in Justice League, he was a little bit more... they toned it down, the gray, and they went a little bit more darker, I think. Just a little bit, not too much. But they did do a little bit, I think, in Justice League.
Which
and
a bunch of
like
people
that, right?
lately have been doing polls and talking about like who had the best cow.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen polls going around on Twitter like crazy lately about the best Batman of all time. And everyone's been saying Batfleck, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody's been saying Batfleck lately. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I was really big on the Frank Miller style, kind of like bigger brute style Batman.
Yeah.
Like I've always. I mean, just because, not to say because I'm a bigger dude, you know, I could have done it. But
it is. Because, you know, I picture myself every night, I look at Batfleck and I think of myself.
You know exactly what it was? They actually asked me to be in the movie. But I told him, you know, due to shooting compromises, you know, podcast comes first.
And then, but no, they did ask him that too. They were like, "Well, do you have time to be the stunt double?" And he's like, "You know what? I don't want to risk my beautiful face because I have to be on camera for the podcast." And I told him, "Bro, go do it.
Sacrifices
go get your money, bro." And he was like, "No, bro, it's all about the podcast." Yeah.
But
and
no,
I was like,
all right, dude, bro, you know what's crazy? For me, before all this, Christian Bale was my favorite one. I don't know why.
I was just gonna ask you.
I don't know why. It's just basically the way he acted, you know.
Did you like his? Okay, I got a question though, and you can be honest. It doesn't matter. You know, we're all about opinions here, and we're cool with everybody's opinion.
Yeah, we won't kick you off the show.
Yeah, we won't tell you to leave right after this. Did you like Christian Bale's bat voice though?
No.
Okay. All right. Am I the only one?
No.
No. I guess we could ask that now. Who do you guys feel had the best actual Batman
voice? Yes.
Everybody talks about like, oh, Batman's like this, Batman's like that. But then like we've seen so many different tones throughout all these Batmans. Yeah. We've had the I'm Batman. Yeah. And then we've had the weak Pattinson vengeance or whatever.
No, his was pretty good so far, dude. He's a young Batman, man. Let's give him some time, dude.
But the whole point is
he's still new to it.
Okay, well, and not including his because we haven't seen his to this full potential yet at all.
Yeah.
Who do you feel had the best Batman voice? And that's a question for both of you.
Go ahead, Amy, you go first.
Ben Affleck.
Let's rate him. Let's put him in order if we can. Okay. Let's put him in order. Go ahead. You put Batman's in order.
For me, it's always going to be, you know, Ben Affleck. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one with Ben Affleck.
That's a tough one. You know. I mean, you know, Christian Bale for me is going to be number two.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, and then I guess that would put Keaton. Yeah. Oh, well, no, are we including George Clooney and Val Kilmer, though?
No. I think we made it pretty clear when nobody brought that up.
I don't think they even really did voices. They kind of just had their regular
voice.
They just had their...
Except for the nipples on, you know, on the suits.
Let's see, my Batman voices, I'm going to go with Ben Affleck as my favorite Batman voice. And I know some people say it's cheating. I don't think it's cheating. They're like, it's cheating because he uses a voice encoder or whatever. I can't remember the exact name it's called right now, but the voice thing. But it doesn't matter.
Batman is still a Batman.
It's
whatever
a Batman
his
voice,
voice
dude.
Is. Yeah,
yeah,
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Think it matters.
That's his version of it. So no, that's cool with that.
And I dig it. Then I'm gonna go with Keaton second, and then Christian Bale third. And then I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Pattinson, so I can't put him in there yet.
Yeah. No, we can't regardless because we haven't seen a full movie.
I think we've only seen the I Am Vengeance. It's the only thing he said, right?
And then he beats the crap out of him.
Yeah, which is I did
that.
That
was sick.
We're just talking about voices here.
Yeah,
so
voices
wise,
I'm not gonna. I'm probably gonna go much like Amit. I'm gonna go Batfleck, Bale, and then Keaton.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly.
What's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
I do think that in my personal opinion that Ben Affleck is one of the most comic accurate Batmans that we've had.
Yeah.
Yes, I
really
agree.
Do.
Man. I agree.
I really do. And I'm not shitting on anyone. Yeah. I just don't understand the people that shit on Ben Affleck's Batman. I just don't see it, man. Yeah. I just don't see it. You guys wanted a comic accurate Batman.
He looks
and I
amazing
feel like
in the
he,
suit.
He really fit the role, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel like
just
he
like
fit Juice, the role.
He's like beefy.
Beefcake!
Beefcake! Shout out to Meat Wagon Bros, man.
Rumor has it, which we discussed months ago, actually. Okay? All right? I'm not saying that we were first, but I'm saying that we were first.
Should
all right?
we say names?
I don't know. IGN? I don't know. It just came out.
Sorry. It's the sickness.
It is the sickness. I'm so sorry.
He's down with the sickness.
And dude, Disturbed. What? I can't do it very good because I'm sick. Rumor has it, which we discussed months ago, that BVS will be removed from the DCEU timeline after The Flash. We did an entire episode, dude.
Horrible.
We literally did an entire episode about that. Well, I'll get to it. Tons of reports that are rolling in. Which we stated in an entire episode. Do you remember that episode? What did we say? Briefly. We said that like the timelines would be the DCEU and then the CW shows.
This was during
and then Matt Reeves' universe.
Was this during the Snyder episode? Because we
were talking
about.
It might have been the Snyder episode.
So the thing is that we've brought it up a couple times.
We said that months ago, yeah. And then they're just now. People are just now reporting on it.
The thing is that we've a lot of it got kind of mixed up for me. Like the timelines got all mixed up. Mm-hmm. Because we talked so much about Snyder, it wasn't just a Snyder cut, but some of the stuff that he was involved in, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know. We've talked a lot about it, dude. I don't even remember what
that
episode.
Affected so much because a lot is going to go away from what we thought we were going to see, and it sucks because like I'm telling you, and I'll say it again, how we said it then.
Yeah,
our best Cyborg was because of him.
Yes.
It was night and day the difference, right? So the 100%. Cyborg, Flash, even that Flash scene, you know, the one with the hot dog and all
goes
that
back
stuff,
in time.
Slow-mos.
Oh, that one, yeah,
dude. There's just so much that. So much potential that we saw, and we just got teased, and now it's gonna be
gone. And now it's gone.
Yeah, man. I don't know. All these reports are rolling in. We said it a while ago.
I mean, the rumors.
Yeah, the rumors are coming in. We stated that we got an inside scoop that WB was planning to use the Flash movie as means of rebooting the entire DCEU, and there would basically be three different universes, like I said. The DCEU, the shows on TV, and the Matt Reeves universe. But whatever! There's new news to slide into this, though, that reports that... let's see. What is it? Hold on. Let's see.
Rumored new DCEU.
The resets that the Flash movie are going to bring, it's going to be like this, okay? It's now going to be Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman 84, Batman 89,
okay.
Batman Returns,
Man of Steel,
Aquaman, Shazam, Birds of Prey.
You could do without that.
The Suicide Squad, not to be confused with Suicide Squad. I don't know how you could not get confused here. Black Adam, The Flash, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which sidebar, Aquaman and Lost Kingdom, that's a new report saying that he's going to be fully blonde.
Fully blonde?
Like the comic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's going to be blonde. And there's rumors saying that is going to be because the Flash movie is going to change things.
Yeah, okay.
So the timelines change, so therefore the character kind of alters a little bit.
That's a way for them to kind of
That's a way for them
in.
To slide in the changes
and stuff.
That's a way for it to make sense.
I'm just hoping they don't fuck it up.
Mm. Oh, yeah, me too, dude. So Aquaman and Lost Kingdom with blonde hair, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and then also Supergirl. So BVS will be removed from the
Supergirl.
Timeline. Yeah, which she's also in The Flash. You guys seen those pictures too? I'll throw it up on the screen. So BVS will be removed from the timeline because Batfleck will be removed from the timeline, also meaning Suicide Squad and the Justice League will be removed from the timeline as well. But notice how Man of Steel is still present in this new rumored lineup of what's going to be the DCEU. And that's because now, in this convoluted mess that is WB, is but it kind of would make sense because the Flash movie can reset things. So I know we shit on it. We say it's convoluted. It definitely is as far as the hierarchy goes and the execs. But this is the opportunity, at least, I will say, whether I agree with how they're going to do things with the racing Snyder cut and all that or not, I will be... fair
optimistic.
And say that this is a way for them to reset it properly by using the Flash to reset things.
Yeah.
Do I agree with everything?
No.
Am I going to like everything? I don't know. Probably not. I'll be honest.
That's
with
a maybe.
Because
on
I really like the Snyder cut situation. I really like Ben Affleck as Batman and all that. So I don't know if I'm going to like anything, but I will be fair in saying that this is a way for it to make sense, though.
You know what's crazy, though, is that we've had a lot of it, but we haven't had movies upon movies upon movies with Batfleck, but it was enough that it resonated really well with us.
And
that's one of the best Batman, and you're gonna take that shit away. Yeah. So now I'm curious as to see how that's gonna go. And we don't know. You know, that's what sucks when you resonate with certain characters and you stick to certain characters and you want them to keep going.
And executives fuck it all up, and Sarnoff.
I mean, Henry fucking Cavill is Superman and will always be Superman.
Well, he's the best Superman ever.
He's the only
Hands
Superman,
down.
Dude. Yes, 100%. 100%
Man of Steel is one of my favorite movies.
100% agree with you, dude.
Yeah, I like the passion.
100% agree with you. I know. You tell this. Look into the camera and tell Ann Sarnoff.
Come on. It's not cool when someone like, you know what? No.
We're going to DM that video. Yes, this is going right to her, dude.
He's still the best.
Yeah.
They're firing me anyways. I don't care.
100%. So, but now it's said Man of Steel is still in there because now it's a rumor that Henry Cavill is reportedly going to be staying on board as Superman. This is a convoluted mess. That's why I say this. It's like he's off, he's on, he's there, he's not. Batfleck's getting his own series. He's not. He's leaving. Just kidding. Now he's going to get an HBO Max series. No, he's leaving again. All just kidding. The movie's back on. Now it's not. Make up your fucking minds, dude.
And this
it's insanity.
And this is the one thing that I've always told you and why it bothers me sometimes when we get too many characters of the same character all at once. Yes. You have Pattinson's Batman, you have the Batflick, you have Keaton coming back.
But it does make sense if you're using multiverses. And I only say, I'm sorry to cut, yeah. I just want to say this because I know mm-hmm. a few people, they shit on us about this mm-hmm. because when it comes to the Spider-Man stuff, we're all like, hey, it's going to be awesome and it makes so much sense. And then when we get to DC, we're like, this is a fucking disaster. Mm-hmm. But I just want to be fair and say, if done right within the movie, it makes sense. But all the behind the scenes crap is confusing. So I just want to preface that.
And that's where I was going to say.
Before you say what you say.
Yeah, no, and yeah. that's where I was going to say. We're privy to a lot of this, not that we're getting this information firsthand and WB and everybody's DMing us. It's not that. But we're privy to a lot of it because we tend to be a little bit more knowledgeable how we research certain things, how we look at movies a certain way, you being a cosplayer and all the stuff that you do. So you research a character. So you know a lot of the background information. But for somebody who is new and fresh and green to the situation and is trying to get into a Superman and is trying to get into a Batman, they're going to be like, well, shit. Didn't they just drop him? I thought this guy was out. Who's this guy's coming back? And that might turn off a lot of people.
Up to date on everything?
That might turn off a lot of people to certain series.
You know what's crazy? People get confused on that.
Yeah.
They do.
Especially you know, when someone started new, they're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
I thought so-and-so was back. Yeah.
And then
think
about it like this, too. Like, for instance, the Marvel movies, right? The last 11 years of the Marvel movies, when people are like, okay, so I want to catch up on the Marvel movies. I've got like 11 years to go through. Mm-hmm. How should I do it? It's very easy. Watch these movies in this order.
Yeah. And everything makes sense. D+ actually just
has
did that.
Everything. They have it in order.
They have it in order now.
The only ones that are missing are the current Spider-Man movies, and those are going to be coming in the next couple years or something.
Yeah. But see, even then, though, like, they have the movies available wherever, like, they have a Marvel, Star Wars.
They have them in order,
Disney,
right?
Yeah, but then they also have in the correct timeline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even if this movie came out before that one or whatever, yes, exactly. It's in chronological order.
Can you imagine if someone's like, okay, let's fast forward a little bit, the Flash movie happens, shit gets all reset, new movies mm-hmm. come out, this, that, blah, 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 and then people are like, okay, I want to catch up on the last couple years of all everything DCEU, what do I do? They're like, well...
that's a tough one.
There's like 7 movies here that technically aren't involved anymore, but 2 of them, there's parts of them that are, and then there's like characters in this movie
that are, but the movie itself isn't.
It's like, oh my God, dude.
That's the thing though, like, you know, DC for me is always gonna be a like number one thing.
Number one for you, yeah.
But like I said, sometimes the movies they fuck them up so bad, and I'm like, no, that's not the right way of doing it. Yeah. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like the cartoons, like the animated ones, are really,
hands down, they're the best.
I'm like, they should get 100%. Something like that. But like, you know what? Let me do it. Like they, like you know how they did it.
How they did
but they don't do that.
No, they don't. Like, I can't wait for Batman the Cape Crusader. That's probably gonna be phenomenal.
And you know what's crazy? Like I watched the Suicide Squad. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I, you know,
did
what?
You watch Birds of Prey? I didn't even
watch
Birds
of Prey.
No, you know
what? No, okay. You know what's crazy? I heard so many bad things about it. I didn't want to see it.
Okay. Plus, dude,
because
I will tell you.
Because you know why? Because I love the Black Mask.
Right.
But the way they portrayed
it,
it wasn't a good portrayal. No, it's horrible.
And that's Ewan McGregor, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal actor.
I saw it.
Phenomenal actor.
He's amazing.
Dude.
It's just for me, the way.
It's the script. I heard it was the script.
And that's the timeless conversation that we had. We also had this conversation with Imposter. He fell in love with Ben Affleck's Daredevil. I thought it was a bad Daredevil. I didn't like it.
I didn't think Ben Affleck is a bad.
I like Ben Affleck because I've said it time and time again.
Right.
It's not up to just the actors, because we also talked about Jokers as well, and it boils down to it's the actor and the script given to them, because it could be a talented person.
The direction though too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's a couple things, but it's the script. You know, it's the meddling of the executives.
You're probably not gonna like me for this, but I did like, you know, him as Daredevil.
Oh man, okay, maybe we're in the fucking minority here.
I did like him.
Things are changing over time, dude.
Have we ever kicked anybody off?
We haven't yet, but we might today. No,
this is the thing though. I watched that movie so many times, you know, and it's funny because I didn't know there was a secret ending until, like, you know, years
recently,
later.
Right?
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Like, and then looked at it, but I hated Bullseye.
Okay, so that's one thing. Again, Colin Farrell, another amazing
He's amazing.
Actor.
Amazing
actor.
Well, for me,
he's good.
Maybe. 50-50.
However you feel, the point is
maybe
he's
70.
He's an established 30.
He's good.
Well,
I didn't like him in Total Recall either, though.
No, well, that's the thing, though.
What the fuck was that?
You can't touch
can't touch Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can't
recall, dude.
There's no way.
Yeah. There's only one set of three titties. There's only one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's where we also tend to have a problem too, though, because we love certain characters, but then we'll be turned off by certain actors or certain people because of past movies that they might have done. Like
I always try to give chances.
I try to be nice and optimistic about certain things, but and you could go back to the first episode when I said it.
Don't go back. I said
Twilight is gonna do Batman.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant our actual first episode.
You know,
yeah, yeah. No, we all did
sparkles,
have it in our
you know
minds.
What I'm
we like, all did have it so, in our minds. Dude.
So,
yeah,
so we all kind of do that in a sense, right? Yeah. Whether we vocalize it or not, we all think about certain things.
Yeah, of course.
But again, Bale's a great actor. He had a good Batman. Some people liked and didn't like some stuff, right? Yeah. Ben Affleck's Daredevil, some people like and don't like certain stuff. And there's a lot of missed opportunities, too, with that movie alone, dude. Like, it was just, I mean, Ryan Reynolds and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
God, that was a fucking mess.
Yeah. That was horrible.
But he's a great actor. Look,
we all do that, though, where I always try to give him chances. Like, for instance, like Robert De Niro when he played Frankenstein. Does anybody remember that in the 90s?
No.
Yeah.
No, you know what else, dude? You know how people, like, we know, they were judging for Heath Ledger being Joker? Mm-hmm. And look how iconic.
That's one of the reasons I say give Robert Pattinson a chance.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
It's also rumored now, sticking with the Henry Cavill stuff, that Superman may be making an appearance in the Black Adam movie, and he will be making an appearance in his beloved Zack Snyder look with the black suit Superman that WB originally hated. Which, again, it makes no sense. If the Justice League is being removed from the DCEU,
it doesn't make sense.
Why are you bringing him in with the black suit Superman?
Yeah, it should not be black suit.
It
Superman.
Doesn't. No. And it's like if that's what's I mean, who the fuck knows anymore? To be honest with you, but if that's what is happening,
I somehow
like
think
it doesn't make any
WB
sense.
WB or somebody, some the exec somewhere releases or leaks certain rumors on purpose just to throw everybody completely off, and that when they bring a movie, it's nothing like.
I just
what
feel
we
like they
thought.
Don't. I just feel like they don't know what they're doing.
It would be like a whole different story. But like, you know what? I did it just to fuck with you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like they have no clue what they're doing. Like, do they even watch their own movies? You know what I mean? It's also reported that a THR reporter has stated that he has heard rumors that a long-awaited Man of Steel sequel is finally in talks at WB, further adding to the rumors of Henry sticking around. I don't want this if it's not Zack Snyder.
Yep, amen to that.
As much as I want Henry Cavill as Superman.
So let me ask you this, though. Right, you don't want it unless it's a Zack Snyder. But let's just say it's gonna happen regardless. Who would you want to see, or who would you feel that could fill that gap
as director?
Yeah,
I don't even know. I literally
that's a tough one.
I don't have anybody in mind. You know what I mean? I really don't. Maybe this is a shot in the dark because he's not gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
but I would say Ben Affleck.
Oh shit!
Because he is a director.
Yeah. He is. Yeah,
he is a phenomenal director. And he understands the source material.
Yeah, because
he walked
did it himself.
Away
yeah,
from
did
his
Batman
own
himself,
Batman
yeah.
film.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't see him wanting to do this. And then he seemingly, everybody seems
to have
bad
blood. I mean,
WB,
we know why he walked away, though. And that's the thing. That it would have
he
to
walked
be,
away for several reasons, though. And also some personal, though.
Yeah,
he was an alcoholic. He needed help. It was some stuff like that, though, too. But
yeah.
Seems like everybody kind of has bad blood with WB. So I don't know. Who it seems like really a lot of people, a lot of them have stated that they would only come back if Zack Snyder was coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's showing that WB does not want Zack Snyder back. They have said it clear as day.
We talked about
this. I just don't get it. Why?
We,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder if WB is trying to lock down Henry Cavill to come back as Superman, though, because Henry finally took a meeting with Marvel. Rumored.
Oh, Captain. Rumored.
Captain Britain,
Britain
or Hercules.
Right?
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
I would say more Captain Britain.
It's been rumored recently
that
he actually finally took a meeting with Marvel, dude.
Oh, so then, hey, let's reel him back.
Yeah. So I wonder if they're like, holy shit, dude, he's finally doing it. He said he was going to do it. He said he wanted to do it.
I can't believe we fired a guy or let him go and he's actually going to do something else.
We'll keep you in the timeline. You want your own movie again? Like, you know what I mean? Anything you want, just fucking do it. You know what I mean?
But
if,
like, how?
If I was Henry Cavill, then I would use that leverage and be like, all right, well, then I'll do a Man of Steel movie, but Zach has to direct it.
Yes.
It's also rumored that he would be in Avengers 5, the next Avengers movie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
He would play.
That would be big for him.
Again,
too.
These are all rumors. There
Man,
is
you know
absolutely
I would
no
like to see
definitive
him as a
proof.
Just see him as a villain.
Bro.
Who, what villain, though?
Wonder what he could do as a villain, dude.
I mean, to be honest, for me, I mean, I would like to see him as, you know, Doctor Doom.
Oh, imagine. My God, bro. A fucking just...
You know what?
You know
how beefy he's going to be?
Yeah, bro.
thinking about it too, though, like Doctor Doom was just such an underplayed. Man, I feel that we.
He's one of my favorite villains.
Yeah, me too. We could get something really dope.
Well, I guess maybe not underrated as far as comics go. Everybody loves him.
But yeah, but the thing is, like,
how he's been portrayed.
He's been portrayed in films.
Live action.
Exactly.
Oh, that's horrible. Imagine using him.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. I wonder who else. Dude, you guys let us know. If Henry Cavill was coming to Marvel and seemingly looking like he's going to be Captain Britain or Hercules, but if he was going to be a villain,
which villain would it be?
Name a couple villains, top three villains that you think Henry Cavill could be Marvel.
He'd be fucking jacked as Hercules, too, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I bet you anything, knowing Henry Cavill, because he's so, like, he loves stuff like this, he'd probably get even bigger for Hercules, bro. Yeah.
Dude, his physique, he looks sick in The Witcher.
Dude, he's even bigger in the next season, dude.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait for a new season. I can't wait for that.
I need to rewatch the first one again. Yeah. I want to have it fresh in my mind.
And I know they're adding like a movie to it as well.
But I think it's animated though.
It's only animated.
It's animated.
But still, like you see, he has the potential to be a big fucking dude, you know?
Yeah, he definitely does.
So I'd definitely be excited to see him in something like that.
But I don't know. I wonder, man. WB's a fucking mess, dude. Because you know when they showed the WB executives Man of Steel, it was like they weren't even watching it, bro. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear about this? Okay, in the beginning, you know in Man of Steel, in the beginning when Krypton gets destroyed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they put Kal-El on the pod and send him to Earth, right? Okay. WB asked them to not destroy Superman's pod or whatever, because they said, and I quote, "How is he ever going to get back to Krypton?"
You mean that Krypton?
And David Boyer said there was a long pause. Everybody like took a long pause and looked around. They were like, "Krypton blew up.
Yeah,
you just saw 30 minutes of it.
Yep.
Like, what are you talking about?"
So do you have plans to bring back some kind of magic Krypton on a different timeline or some shit? Like,
what were the executives doing in the meeting then?
Yeah.
Like, were you not watching? Like, did they just zone out? Like,
they're probably high.
Like, what the fuck? Were they just like...
No, because if I was fucking high, dude, if I was stoned... Okay.
I'd be zoned in.
Okay,
but I don't know. Everybody's different.
Some people are different.
Time out. If it was weed that I was high off
of course,
I would be a hell of a lot more focused.
I'd be zoned into it.
I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Right. Maybe that explosion should be bigger. Henry Cavill, multi-deal for whatever. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, my head would be fucking somewhere else. You were just like that hype video that we just did on my Instagram right now.
40s, man. Yeah. 40s. All right, man. I was like, what the fuck were they doing, though? You know what I mean, dude?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. Adding to the mix of Superman rumors, we discussed once about the Black Superman coming into the picture here, into the DCEU and all that, which is also a convoluted mess on how they're going to do that. But we said that we reported on that WB clearly didn't know what they were doing and obviously didn't understand the source material
because apparently he was just going to take over and be Clark Kent, Kal-El.
He was just going to be a Black Kal-El. They were just going to put Kal-El there and change the race. When... and you don't need to do that, WB, because there is a Val Zod.
Yeah.
There is a Superman who was already of that race.
Yeah.
So why would you need to change the current Superman? And once again, just proving that they don't understand.
I think it was a PC movement, too.
I just think they clearly don't understand.
They don't care as well. They don't care for the fan base. They just like money.
Yeah.
Just give me money.
Just whatever we can make a quick buck on, fuck
you know
it,
what?
Cares.
You know what's just fucking crazy, though?
Cares about being authentic.
That's been the biggest thing that I've seen kind of go around DC fans in general with everything, whether any of the live action stuff, I've seen multiple cosplayers say it. It's just like, it's crazy that they don't give us enough. You know, they mess up too much. Yeah. We feel that they take away too much just to make a quick dollar, or whatever.
And,
like,
and then have you noticed sometimes, you know, say like, you know,
here we have a big ass DC guy, you know,
how they do the suits. You know, I'm like, wait, I don't like it.
Yeah. That's another conversation we had with Imposter as well. We were consistently talking about how it's crazy to see some of cosplayers like yourself produce something light years ahead of the fucking...
No, we were talking about that with Mike.
Was it with Mike Patrone,
last week's episode, Combat in the
Grid. But I know we've also talked about it with Imposter as well, though. We just talked about it last week, though.
Yeah, it was with Mike.
You know, the
Patrone.
Same thing with... I don't know if you saw the trailer for, like, the New Titans. You know, you know how the Red Hood looks.
That's the one we were talking about with Mike. That's what we talked about with Mike. Yeah. Like, cosplayers do it better.
I just don't like how he looks.
Yeah. And then we have a Red Hood cosplayer right here.
And
so
that's the thing, though. His helmet looks like eyes are just too big.
Right.
Like, no, no.
I saw Dark Knight Effects comment on that, too.
And then the same thing with the chest piece. Like, you know, I don't like it. They're using, like, the Outlaw one. That's... No, it doesn't go well with it.
No.
Not for what it should have been. Yeah.
No.
You watch Doom Patrol?
Yes, I've seen it.
My voice cut out there.
Yeah,
for a
second.
You watch Doom Patrol?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you finish the second season, though?
I finished it, yes.
I haven't finished the second season.
It's good. I like it.
This is where I hit the chat.
What?
I have Amazon, all that stuff, and I haven't.
It's like, you know, like the same thing, you know, going through the suits, you know, like, you know, Ben Affleck's, you know, suit is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, phenomenal. Perfect. Comic accurate
for me. I'm like, wow, yes, that's the way to do it. Same thing with Superman. Yes. So that's the way it's done.
So then, done this before? So your favorite suits. Top three favorite suits. Go. We did the voices. Now do the suits.
Shit.
That's a tough one. Okay, so number one is always going to be, you know, damn, that's a tough one. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, Batman suit. Henry Cavill, Superman suit. I love it.
No, Batman suit.
Batman suit?
Top three Batman suits.
Batman suits? Okay, that's a tough one. Damn.
Yeah, right.
I think for me, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton.
Okay.
And let's see what the third one. I'm trying to think the third one. That's a tough one.
I'm trying to think too, yeah. I'm trying to think right now. I think I've said it before, but you know, it changes sometimes, you know?
I'm going to have to go with the freaking bat nipples on that one.
Which one, though? Was it George Clooney, right?
Yeah, George Clooney's.
Yeah. But there was two suits that had bat nipples. The Val Kilmer or the black one?
The black one.
The black one, okay.
The black one.
Because Val Kilmer didn't have bat nipples.
Val didn't have bat nipples, did he?
No,
he didn't have bat nipples. No. Yeah. It was just George Clooney. Yeah, it was just George Clooney with the bat nipples, but there was two suits. It was the colored suit, and then it was the black and white suit, I think.
Yes, the black and white suit.
Yeah, okay. What do you think? Top three Batman suits.
I'm still going to go with Ben Affleck's suit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Ben Affleck's mech suit second.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I forgot about that one.
Then I'll go with
one.
Ben Affleck's BVS that was in his Snyder cut one.
Yeah, he wants that one because you know how beefy he is.
Yeah, dude.
Gotta think for mech suits. Nah, so jokes aside, though, I'd probably say Affleck's. Mm-hmm. I'd definitely Keaton's as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm same
right
list
there.
As, yeah.
Affleck, Keaton?
Yeah, Affleck, Keaton.
Okay, yeah, I would go.
As much as I love Bale, but
I'm going to go with BVS Affleck number one.
Okay.
That one's dope.
Keaton number two, and I can't choose from, if we're like being real specific, I can't choose from 89 and 91.
Okay.
There's some differences, but I just can't choose. And then my third one, man, I don't know, bro. I kind of want to put Bale in there, but you know what, dude? I'm kind of digging Pattinson's suit. I'm kind of digging the way his suit looks, bro. But I haven't seen enough yet to fully put it, so I don't want to give a definitive third because it's a mix between what I've seen with Bale. And Pattinson, yeah, I can't do
very
it.
Very indecisive.
Affleck, Keaton for sure.
He just goes half-ass.
Yeah, I do. I can't do it, man.
Or we'd say top three, hands up with 10.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah, you know me. But back to the Val Zod thing. So now it's also being rumored that that whole situation where WB didn't understand is being retconned, and now it's said that Michael B. Jordan will be moving forward with a Val Zod Superman project, a limited series at that will head straight to HBO Max, and he may even star in it himself.
Yeah.
But look, cool, don't get me wrong, cool, but still convoluted mess. Like, what's going on, dude?
Yeah.
You've got too much going on, and I know that, again, I'll be fair, things could make sense when we see the Flash movie, so I'll wait on certain things, but it's just hearing all the executive stuff and the behind-the-scenes stuff, it's like, it just makes me worried that clearly you guys don't know what you're doing. Clearly you guys don't know what you're talking about. Even if you're sitting in the meeting and watching it, you still are confused. So it's like, you guys need to get some, like we said before, WB, you guys need to get some people in there that understand the source material.
Well, that should get us.
And
man.
That's what worries me.
Get cosplayers in. Get people like,
and
you know what I mean?
That's what worries me about having Michael B. Jordan so tough and like involved in it. Like, is he really aware? I mean, I don't know. He might know.
I'm going to say as much
he
as...
He might know a lot. I don't know that. Yeah. But I mean...
I'm not the biggest Michael B. Jordan fan. I've said that before.
Yeah.
But I will say that I do have more faith in Michael B. Jordan than I do anybody at WB.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just being honest. Like, their track record's so horrible, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's been pretty rough on them.
Yeah. Even when it's like projects that I love, when they announce it, I'm like, oh, man. Like, instantly, I'm already
give
like,
give up
oh,
too much
God
in the
damn
trailers
it,
and shit sometimes.
You know
too?
What I mean? Like, instantaneously, I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool, but it could also be absolutely horrible because of the track record so far. And I hate being like that because I want to be optimistic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, that's probably why they, for like
but,
a
I mean,
very
what,
long time,
no, go ahead, my bad.
A lot, very long time, you know, past 10, 11 years, yeah. Marvel has been at the forefront of a lot exactly. because yeah. there's they been a lot of, and yeah. even though Marvel has made a lot of mistakes as well, but they've been pretty consistent. They've been pretty consistent on how they have done things moving forward. Yeah. So if DC could only, you know, WB could only learn from those mistakes, we have potential to have them back up at the forefront, especially because there's a lot of love, both good characters, vigilantes, and... Right.
And they can make a Justice League movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You never know, man. I mean, what do you guys think, though, about... Do you guys want...
But that's the problem, though. They, you know, they don't care.
No, they don't give yeah. shit. Do you guys want a Val Zod? Do you want
this I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed to it because, like, anything... Everybody has different variations in the comics mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I'm open to see how they do it, but it has to be done well.
Yeah.
That's what makes me nervous Correct. About somebody... Like, obviously, and it's DC, so it's WB stuff. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
But like it worries me because it's WB yeah. involved.
What do you think? You
I would not be opposed to it. I don't know about Michael B. Jordan starring in it.
You're not really that excited about
no.
it.
No,
I'm still focused on Henry Cavill, dude.
I'm kind of like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah. It might be cool to see, but
I guess
it's just
to say
like,
that,
I mean, I have like a, like I just don't feel like they've done Henry Cavill justice with being Superman.
No.
You know?
No,
just
so,
the same
okay,
way they
so,
haven't
but,
done Ben Affleck justice yeah, with being Batman.
Same,
I just want
to
see
more. At the same
more.
Time, though, if done right, though, it has potential to be really dope yeah. and is giving newer people a chance to kind of get more right. into that character, want to learn about different variations of Superman and stuff like that and make them want to look back at comics. So if it's done right, I'm open to yeah. it. But yes, I do want to see a hell of a lot more Henry Cavill stuff yeah. first just because, Me dude, too. Like, he's not just
he is
like,
Superman. Like
just like
earlier.
Ben Affleck. Is fucking Batman. He has the structure, the chin, everything. Henry yeah. Cavill
we've got
is Superman.
He's built different.
We've built. Yeah, yeah, that, dude, yeah. did you...
Built the Ford truck. Is that the slogan?
He's not built Ford yeah. tough. That's
no,
facial
no,
report
that's
daily.
That's what
Please
it is.
Please don't
yeah.
do that.
We're not sponsored by Ford, but hey, we could be.
I love Ford. So, you know, 1967 Ford Mustang,
think,
you know?
I've been seeing going around Instagram, too. People are saying if they do this Val Zod, some people are mm-hmm. saying that they would like this Val Zod to exist in the Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson Batman
timeline,
universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that timeline.
That would be pretty dope.
So that way...
If it makes sense.
If it makes sense, yeah. If they could make it sense. If they could make it make sense, then yes. And that
All the
way
people
we would
who
have
make
Val
stuff
Zod.
Make stuff, make sure that you make it make sense yeah. so we know that it's
exactly.
sensing what it's making.
That way we would have a Val Zod Superman mm. in the Matt Reeves universe and mm. then Henry Cavill and whatever the fuck they decide to do. You
yeah,
know
and
I mean?
That would kind of separate that and then kind of yeah. make it just a little bit more clear. But
yeah, exactly.
Again, if they are going to do it right, but take your time with what you have now. Fix the errors that you yeah. have now before you go adding more stuff to it is what yeah. I'm going to say.
Yeah, I yeah. agree. Yeah. Well, let's break up the monotony and let's round this episode out. Let's get into
this week's cosplay of the week.
Nobody gonna give up. Everybody.
I like how we all kind of gave up right at the exact same time, though, dude. Because in my head, I was also thinking, how long are we gonna do?
I'm thinking
this?
He's.
Like, no,
I'm thinking
I was just his... looking at you guys like, should I keep going?
I closed my eyes. You know, like I was getting in the zone, but I'm
Damn,
thinking,
dude.
I'm thinking, I'm gonna outshine him for sure because
it up, dude.
I was thinking that I was gonna outperform you because like
yeah,
your throat is shot.
Yeah,
you know, you're
yeah.
sick. Him, I didn't know how long he could hold the high note, but we all.
But now we know.
We were all like, fuck.
That was weird.
Anyways, this week's cosplay
of the week.
The week
is chosen none other than by Emmett Cosplay himself. He brought this to the table, and I'm throwing it up on the screen
right about.
But a soft one today. Oh, I like that right here.
Ding. No, we should do it right below the eyes.
It's not up yet. Ready? Right about. No.
Yeah,
and now it is up on the screen, and it is John Vash. It's John Vash, right?
Yes.
Or is it John V. Ash? I don't know. What is it? Is it John Vash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, John Vash. Edit that out? No. Leaving it in.
Sorry, yeah, man.
There we go. This week's cosplay of the week is John Vash, and that's J-O-N-V-A-S-H on Instagram. And it's kind of a, sometimes we say it's a twofer, but it's not a twofer. It's a
threefer
today. It's a threefer today because it's Three's Company. It's, man, what is the theme song for Three's Company? Does anybody know?
No.
Our transitions.
What was that, the
70s? I fucking swear.
70s.
Fucking A, dude.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Okay, John Vash's Batman here. Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. You've got a Red Hood and you've got a Red Robin as well. And the Red Hood is Vincent_WK, who we have shouted out before many times. Mm-hmm. Follower, friend, we love him. We like you. We dig you, bro. Red Robin is Danny Darko, and it's Darko with the a zero for the O
yeah,
at the end
the
there. O. You guys go follow him.
For Instagram
and,
purposes and stuff like that.
John, Vincent, and Danny, if you're watching this right now, which you probably are because it's also going to become a promo clip, and if we seem a little off or things seem a little weird, it's because I'm getting over a cold here. If you haven't watched the whole episode, I just wanted to say that now. I wanted to preface it. So if things are a little awkward today, that's because, you know, I'm a little awkward. Sweet lineup, Captain says, and it's damn right. And the pick is by Danny's.alterego on Instagram, and it's a phenomenal pick as well.
Being that Red Robin's up in the forefront, we should probably talk him first.
Well, I also want to point out that Wayne Enterprises building is in the background, and I think that is a phenomenal addition, dude. Really, really cool that that is there edited
smart in. Smart on their end to kind of really tie it in all together, right?
Check out this Red Robin, dude. Can we zoom up here?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, can zoom up a little bit, but I got to hold it. I got to spread it. Oh, he's no, like I don't got to hold ever it. Met, oh, though. Man, I got to spread it. That's cool. How I'm spreading it. You guys know.
Danny Darko. He's the coolest person.
Oh, you actually know these people?
Yeah. John is like... This, you know what's funny?
That was weird. You actually know
funny
these
story. Yeah, I actually know them.
Don't worry about it. Let's just keep going.
Except for Vincent. Vincent, I was trying to meet him, but you know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, we talked to Vincent before. Yeah. Vincent's cool as hell.
These guys are the coolest people you can talk to.
That's awesome, dude. I'm glad you brought this to the table. And like we always say, we will be, before we even get into it more, we will be following all of your guys' journeys from here on out, because some of you we didn't before, and thank you, Amit, now we will. So we'll be following all of you guys and everything that you do, because everything you do is phenomenal. Let's check out the Red Robin from Danny Darko. I love this, dude. The first thing when you sent this to me earlier, the first thing that I noticed about it was the cowl.
Yep.
The helmet, the mask, however you want to call it. I love it, dude. Was that combination with the white eyes there? Damn, dude. I absolutely love it, man. And you got the shoulder blades going there. You got to go down to the breast, the chest piece, the breastplate, whatever you want to call it and everything. It is a breastplate, dude. Why are you laughing at the word breast? You know what I'm saying? We all got breasts.
I'm in first grade.
I love it, dude. And I love the the classic belt that you got going on there. Red Robin as hell. I dig it so much, dude. And he's even got the what's Red Robin's
You mean the baton?
Baton! There we go! Like I said, I'm sick.
I'm glad we had Amit here today.
Sick, my nose is running. I'm trying to play it off. I love it, dude. I kick an ass. That's what we need in a game. Has Red Robin ever been in a game in that style?
No.
Right?
I don't think so.
Right?
No,
because in Injustice, I know that we could build our Robin and my I'm pretty much unstoppable with Robin.
I haven't leveled up my Robin. Do they have a Red Robin variation?
I don't know. Upgraded that far in.
No, I don't think so.
No, they don't. I don't think they do either. Vincent WK as Red Hood. We've featured him before. I believe so. And we've talked about it before. Absolutely phenomenal, dude. And you're a Red Hood cosplayer, so why don't you give a little insight there, dude?
Well, you know, to be honest, his helmet was made by Do You Even Cosplay.
Mm. Okay. So shout out to Do You Even Cosplay. Mentioned them before as
well. That helmet, it's one of the coolest helmets I've seen.
Yeah.
It's more like the classic Red Hood look.
Right. Mm-hmm. Clean.
And that's the reason why I chose them. Because, you know, they're they're like the coolest people.
Yeah.
And like the leather jacket, I'm a sucker for them. I love leather jackets.
There's a Luka jacket.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Not that one. I think that's his own.
Oh, that's his own jacket. Okay, no worries. Because
I know Luka Jackets makes their own, and I have my own version of it.
Yeah. Shout out to Luka Jackets. We've talked to them before. We're supposed to be getting some jackets from them, actually. Amazing dude, and he's got the guns going out like always, of course. Classic.
Yeah, Deagles.
Deagles. Deagles. Desert Eagles. For those who didn't know, I had to explain it.
Bang, bang.
I'm the over-explainer. Bang. That's going to be my new cosplay.
Love it, dude. And then, of course, John Vash as Batman. Absolutely amazing. You got the longer ears going up there a little bit. Fits exactly what you're doing. The exact cosplay that you've got going on. I like the cape going down nice and big and bulky. You can see it. The chest piece going to the bat symbol. I'm thrown off today. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to be usual Chazzy here and keep it going, but I'm so thrown off.
You're good, man.
You've got bat symbol going on there. I love it. It's more reminiscent of a
beefy-ass arms, too, man.
Like, I know, dude.
That's not even a muscle
suit. With the grappler there, dude. I love that. And look, you can actually see the whole thing. Yeah. In some cosplays that I've seen, it's not to shit on anybody. Mm-hmm. Some cosplays that I've seen of the grappler and everything, it cuts off. You don't see the actual grapple. Yeah. This is dope that you see the actual grapple. I love that, man.
We got to get details on who made that stuff for you guys, man.
I dig that you can, you see his eyes, right? Red Robin, the eyes are white. Red Hood, the eyes are white. And then with this Batman, you can actually see his eyes. And it's like, I don't know if you're wearing contacts or anything, dude. I don't know if it's any editing or anything, but just like the way that your eyes if it's natural, like the way your eyes look, it's a good, like you have a good, I look into my eyes. You have like a good.
He's having a real Jeepers Creepers right now.
You have a good like Batman eye, dude. I don't know if that's ever been a thing, but it is today on the Side Project Podcast. Look at Amit's face. It is today on the Side Project Podcast.
I'm gonna sip my Red Bull. I'm gonna sip water.
You got a great bat eye, bro. is this, I don't remember. Is this reminiscent a little bit more of like the long Halloween Batman?
Or am I confusing?
It's more like the
Batman things.
You were saying Arkham
first
Knight.
Batman game, I believe. Is it like the one for one? I think the Arkham.
That's what it
yeah.
is. Yeah, it's amazing either way, dude. I dig it, and you got the,
I like the
it's more of like
the
grayish,
style
the grayish
yeah.
suit there going on. Mm-hmm. It's really dope, man. Oh yes, bam, bam. Sorry,
let's
I'm
talk about
sick.
His gauntlets.
I'm thrown off. I heard it late.
Yeah, I love his gauntlets because they have the longer kind of spikes on them, man. That's yeah. that's pretty dope.
Absolutely amazing,
I like it,
dude.
Man.
I really
digging
dig
it.
This, Amit. Awesome.
What's
thank
up with
you.
Those big old thighs, too, man? All these Batman guys like
I know,
horse
dude.
Thighs.
That's
and
what
stuff,
I said.
Man.
I've been working out lately, bro. I got to catch up to everybody, man.
Thighs.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing.
Big thighs save lives.
I really
Remember
dig
that.
This, man. You guys go follow Batman John Vash. Go follow Red Hood Vincent _ WK. Red Robin Danny Darko with the Z as the O. And the pick by Danny's dot
alter ego.
Sweet lineup indeed. We're going to be following you guys on all of your cosplay journeys. I absolutely love it. Your Batman. Red Robin, Red Hood cosplay the week for us is
amazing. I'm bringing it in with pistols though. Ding, 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 ding. Or grapplers. You don't know. I got a D egg.
A D egg?
A D egg right here.
A D egg.
And then a grappler right here.
All right, man. We're going to get out of here, but very quickly, before, well, I don't mean very quickly. That's kind of rude. But quickly, before we get out of here, Amit's got something that you want to reveal it or are you going to wait?
You guys can reveal it.
You want to reveal it?
Yeah,
it's up to you, man.
It's up to you guys.
No, it's totally up to you. It's your shit.
I'm going to tell you how you're going to release this.
It's totally up to you if you want to reveal it. I mean, if like I said, earlier in the episode, if you've been watching on the second cam there, you may have seen some things in the background. You want to just do one? So that way you can have...
We can do one.
Yeah, which one you want to actually throw up on the screen? Let me know which one you actually want to throw up on the screen. That one, so I'll pull it up over here for us too. All right. So why don't you? I want you to tell him, dude.
How this came together.
Give Amit some camera time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, man. I'll throw it up on the screen when you're ready. Well, actually, they're kind of looking at it because it's in the background of your video.
Do I have to
so.
Say much?
Well, to be honest, like you know, this cosplay, it's one of my favorite ones. To be honest,
it's your new Punisher cosplay.
Yes.
Your new Punisher cosplay.
New
it's kind of like a tactical Punisher cosplay.
It's a new helmet.
New helmet, dude. Oh, I love it, man.
It's
absolutely
like,
love it. And you're looking at it, but I will throw it up on the screen if it's not already so you can actually see the full picture. And the full picture is by Art Hero Photo, right?
Yes.
There's a dot in there somewhere.
There's somewhere a dot. Right
Dude, we're improving the fuck out of this episode today, man.
I'm gonna throw my hands up.
But that's the thing, though. Like, you know, all the magic happens because of him.
He's the one that basically tells me
how to pose, and don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. I actually have my lady telling me as well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Shout out to her, man.
Shout out
she's
to her.
Like, move a little bit more. I'm like, I can't see what the lights
that's
on,
baby. That's
come on, baby.
I can't see.
Yeah,
I can't see to your left, baby. Come on. I don't know what you're saying. You're a little bit.
I can't see anything.
What? I barely hear you.
Your other left.
And that's the thing, though. It's really hard to see what the lights on.
No, I know. I know. I've done it with the spawn mask. I'm blind. I went blind for 5 days. Yeah, I couldn't see anything.
You know what? I'm like, okay. You know what? Leo, can you just move me? So he kind of moves me.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Just touch me. Just grab me by the pecs and move me over.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I'm moving. I'm like, okay, so is this okay? I can't tell.
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
But that's amazing, though, that your wife is involved with that stuff,
yeah,
man. Because
awesome.
You have
support.
Somebody to share that passion with you and support you.
And that's
that.
The thing,
yes,
though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's been, like basically,
important
like I said, like my number one supporter. And, like, same thing, you know, like my mom. Like, my mom was always telling me, follow your dreams.
Right.
And
right.
that's the thing, though. Like, and when I show her the first time, she's like, oh my God, you're a superhero now. I'm like, I'm more of an anti-hero.
Yeah. Let me correct
right,
you real
okay?
quick.
I'm an anti-hero. But like, you know what? Like,
but,
you know,
no,
like
I'm
I said,
you
dude,
right. that's beautiful, though, man, that you were able to find
really
that
is,
with somebody,
yeah.
that type of connection that is able to kind of appreciate what you do and also, like you said, help elevate you because she's telling you, okay, yeah, flex, show on the right bicep because the left is slacking or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah. Yeah, right there, you got
how
it.
You want to hold a gun like
yeah,
this?
Right there. No, come on, do
sideways,
it. Back. Come on,
sideways.
Some,
or just, I love that, dude.
Yeah, you can do it. Put your back into it.
And one thing I've noticed,
Ice Cube.
One thing I've noticed with a lot of people, the trigger discipline, even though it's just a picture,
yeah,
it takes a lot.
You can appreciate the trigger discipline because you can see that there. He's holding
me,
it, but he's not
shooting.
Like
on my finger.
You know what I'm saying?
On it, dude. My finger.
And that's the thing, though. You know, just a funny story. They're
popping each other's assholes.
Oh God.
What?
You know, it's funny.
You didn't watch that movie again.
Kind of threw me off, but okay.
I watched it.
But you know,
strippers.
You know, it's crazy. Like when we were doing this photo, like you know, like this, you know, this photo shoot. Leo's like, "Hey, I found a spot." I looked at him, like, "Oh no." I'm like, "So this, okay, fine." You know, I'm afraid. You know, there's a lot of cars passing by.
And
I'm not like we had to move a lot.
Yeah.
And mostly cops.
yeah.
And the cops were like,
"What the fuck's going on over there?"
And then my ladies are like,
"Yeah."
They're not gonna do anything. Don't worry about it. Stop being such a pussy. And I'm like,
shout out to her.
Third episode is gonna have his wife come on the episode with us.
Thanks,
dude.
Thanks, man.
I'm about to put some real bullets in this shit. I don't know where we're at right now.
But you know, but overall, like, you know, I thank them for that. Yeah, you know, yeah. And like I say, you know, I had my little nephew with me because he was like, here, hold the gun, buddy. And he's looked at me. He's like looking at me like,
this is a great story. Yeah. There's a lot going on. His pussies like, being thrown out everywhere. Like, guns being thrown to kids.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this, but okay.
Shout out to you guys. This is absolutely amazing, dude. Shout out to everybody that helped make this come to light and everything. This is absolutely amazing.
And then that's why, you know, since I posted something, you know, me, I was going to retire the helmet.
Yeah.
That helmet was basically meant for you guys.
Again, thank you so much, dude. I can't thank you enough.
I'm totally
going to
take this.
I want to get, like, for all of these, actually, I want to get, like, a little display and display their names of who it came from.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, you guys. I want to apologize for any ways that I've sounded today or any off situations that I had. I'm struggling over here, so we're going to get the hell out
of
here, man.
Any Chippendales announcements he might have made that he was supposed to.
Oh, man. Thank you, Amit, for coming. This is awesome, dude. Thank you for coming just to chop it up with us and just to have a good time, dude, before the episode, during the episode and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, man. You guys, please go follow Amit Cosplay if you're not already at Amit Cosplay on Instagram, and that's AMOTT Cosplay, right?
He didn't just want to say TT.
He just wanted to say the TT part.
The TTs are for when he goes dancing, okay?
I'm always reminiscent of breastplates and stuff.
I'm going to wear the same thing in Borat.
Yeah, man. So you guys definitely go follow Amit and everything that he's got going on, and we cannot thank you enough for this. We're gonna have to figure out, we're gonna rearrange some things and display it. This is absolutely amazing. We cannot
it's gonna be displayed
anybody
in my room.
And everybody that sends us stuff, you guys don't have to send us stuff, Amit. You don't have to keep giving us stuff, man. This is absolutely phenomenal, bro. We cannot thank you enough, dude, from the bottom of our hearts. With that being said, excuse me, like I said,
and
I'm
you
sick.
Also just gave me an idea for my bike chest piece that I have, like the breastplate cover, back chest cover. Yep, I'm gonna have to do something like that.
Yes,
dude. Because that's gonna be dope. Sick.
Yep. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast.
Ooh,
when you go down, you hit that big red button that says subscribe, and it goes, oh, fuck yeah! And you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for listening on Apple, Google, Spotify, and all these things you listen on when you rate and review and you do all the things. Thumbs up. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, he's doing it too, so I'm going to finger his too.
You can't see my fingers.
Scissor me. Scissor me. Hey, Joe,
never getting sponsored by Disney.
Find you, man.
I'll make it real simple. You can find everything right here except for my Twitch. Is the only thing that's different is twitch.tv/juiceboxsp. Again, Daddy Juicebox.
Probably still tell the listeners where they can find you on Instagram, though.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You can find him at Captain_Juicebox on Instagram. If you're looking for me, you can find me.
You know how every single episode I say that I'm going to make it simpler.
Yeah, but you should have said the Instagram one at least. It's the main source. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy, and everything else you need to find me on is
that. That's what I was trying to do, but I should have said Captain_Juicebox first.
You're looking for the both of us, the duo, the magnificent. You can find us at
Side Project Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Pop, pop. Thank you so much. Oh, pop, pop. Oh, fucking bubble wrap. Juice. Hit him with some pistols, man.
Hey, let's hit him with some pistols, man.